At 7:23, plans to impose a ban on corporal punishment in Northern Ireland's independent schools will be challenged in the courts, according to the Education Board of the Free Presbyterian Church. The Department of Education has said it has plans to introduce legislation to extend the ban to independent schools. The Free Presbyterians, who run seven schools where corporal punishment is still employed, say such a ban would be contrary to the Word of God. The convener of the Church's Education Board is the Reverend Ivan Foster. He's on the line, as is Colin Reid of the NSPCC. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Reverend Foster, it's 13 years since Grant-Aided Schools banned corporal punishment. Do you not think that your schools are a bit behind the times here?
I would think rather the question should be, do you really expect me to impose upon our schools and suggest to our schools that they generate the same atmosphere that presently is to be found in state schools, where we have, and this was a recent issue in the press, innumerable suspensions as a result of unruly behaviour, uncontrollable behaviour, and a long list of teachers forced to take early retirement because of the lawlessness that exists within the classroom.
So it's better to just whack the pupils instead of it.
That all that is caused by the turning away from the God-ordained means of discipline within the home.
God never said you had to smack children,
did he? Physical punishment.
I mean, where does it say in the Bible that it's ordained that children should be punished by physical means?
Well, if you ask that question, I presume you'll give me the time to answer it. And I'll just quote some verses to you. In Proverbs chapter 22, it says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." And again in Proverbs 23 and the verse 13, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die." And Proverbs 29:15, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." And I think that should be written over the entrance to most supermarkets, because there is daily exhibition of mothers being brought to shame, all because of a lack of discipline within the home.
I'm sure there are lots of mothers that would find that rather hard medicine to take. Let's bring Colin Reid in. Let me bring Colin Reid into this discussion, because he's on the line as well, Mr. Foster. What do you say to all of that, Colin Reid?
Well, I suppose, Wendy, that the reforms that the Minister is suggesting will simply bring our law into line with existing legislation in Wales, where smacking in private schools was outlawed in 1998. I suppose we need to ensure that children, when they're away from home, are offered the very best protection. I suppose this is a protection also for staff as well, by establishing the only clear standard, that is one, that there's no corporal punishment in schools. And it's ironic, when I listen to Reverend Foster, the very first case of this type was in 1860, and actually involved a headmaster who physically punished a child in school, and that child subsequently died. So it's a major issue.
You see, there's been a whole debate, Mr. Foster, hasn't there, about the kind of beatings which are said to have taken place in Christian Brothers schools, for instance. And I'm sure you've been as disturbed as many others have at some of the stories that have come from that.
Of course I have. And you will not hear one word of defence for any regime within a Christian Brothers school coming from me.
But it sounds very much like you're talking about something similar, does it not?
That's because the opportunities given to discuss the thing are very limited. It's all right for Mr. Reid to quote some incident, a very isolated incident from the last century. On the same basis, I could suggest that we ought to ban the practice of medicine by doctors, in that under the hands of some doctors, patients have died. It is not right to confuse proper physical punishment carried out in love with the crime of brutally inflicting pain and suffering on a child.
We live in a time, though, Mr. Foster, when there is talk of corporal punishment being banned, full stop, of parents not being allowed to smack their children either. And I mean, I could quote you figures from Sweden, for instance, which show that in the 20 years since it was banned there, only one child has died through physical abuse by their parents, whereas we have a child a week dying in Britain from it. Do you not think that there are a lot of people who would be very uncomfortable with this?
I wonder how many children die in Sweden as a result of a lack of discipline. That would be a set of figures I would very much like to see. But let me just tell you that as a Christian, I believe in an essential part of my faith, and this is Orthodox Christianity I'm talking about, and that, an essential element of my faith is that sin is followed by God's judgment.
God's judgment, perhaps, but
yes.
Who's to say that that should be inflicted on a child by a teacher?
Let me finish. Now, because of that, I must teach my child that this is so, and put that principle into practice. And when my child persistently does wrong, then I must show that pain will follow persistent disobedience.
Colin Reed, it is said often that if you read the Bible right through, you can actually find justification for almost anything in it. Would that be the way that you would see this?
I don't think I'm the best person to talk about aspects of the Bible, but what I would say to you is that we do live in a society where there are international covenants and laws in respect of children, and we've got to move to a situation where we see children as having the same rights as adults in society. And the Human Rights Act and UN Convention clearly place responsibilities on the state to protect children.
It's not going to fit in with the human rights legislation that this whole business of keeping corporal punishment, is it, Mr. Foster?
Well, I have to say, I'm sure Mr. Reed must find himself in a rather embarrassing position, finding himself in the same camp as Martin McGuinness, that it's an act of the highest hypocrisy for the likes of Martin McGuinness to criticise the punishment and discipline of wrongdoing amongst children as set forth in God's Word. When we think of his involvement with murderers,
is that what really matters to you here? If it was a different minister for education, would you take a different view?
That Martin McGuinness has become the patron saint of this particular movement.
Okay, Mr. Foster, thank you very much for joining us. That, of course, is your view on the subject. Colin Reed for the NSPCC, thank you too.
Thank you.